Elizabeth Rocklin is a consultant with R.H. Perry & Associates, the private firm hired by Pima Community College to oversee the national search for a new chancellor. She's sitting at the front of a room facing about two dozen PCC employees, a governing board member, and a couple of students. The group takes turns voicing concerns about the college. Rocklin is quick to say she does not want to hear complaints about the past. Instead, she wants to hear about them as challenges that the new chancellor can take on.
It's not appropriate. We're looking towards the future, so I tell them that it's as though you're driving down the street and you're looking only in your rearview mirror, as opposed to looking ahead. The ethical question, that's really appropriate. We need a chancellor who can be a healer and who can build trust in the community and who can build trust within the college. Those are appropriate statements.
Current and former Pima employees have accused former Chancellor Roy Flores of sexual misconduct, harassment, and misuse of funds for outside contracts. Flores denies the allegations. He stepped down earlier this year, citing health issues, and Suzanne Miles took over as interim chancellor. She has said she will not seek the permanent position. Back at the public forum, the chair of Pima's governing board, Scott Stewart, tells the crowd and the consultant that he will be looking for some of the same strengths former chancellor had. He says that means finding someone who understands economics and data and has high expectations of his or her staff.
But I also want somebody who can do better PR and make nice for the community. And there's, you know, some bridges that need to be rebuilt there. But I also want to keep the progress that we have made in rigorous expectations and data-driven decisions.
Most of the employees in the room say they want to hire someone with ethics, technological insight, someone who promotes transparency, and who can connect with the community and business leaders. Rocklin pulls out a packet from her previous consulting work at another community college and says employees in other cities have lists of qualifications similar to what people want for Pima's next chancellor.
In this institution, for instance, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of statements like that, and some of them were combining two or three wonderful characteristics. So odds are we'll get a lot, but we'll never get all of them because it is the perfect person and there is no such thing.
Elizabeth Linnell is adjunct faculty at Pima Community College and teaches classes ranging from writing to psychology. She's at the forum and says there are two crucial qualities the next chancellor should have.
Image and economics, you know, and I'd like to say that it's operations. But in fact, the people that come below that position are going to handle the operations. That chancellor needs to be able to pull those people together and to see and to listen to their needs.
Linnell says she's optimistic about the selection process this time around and about the public meetings. Rocklin, with a consulting firm, says after gathering information from public meetings and talking with the college's governing board, she will put together a profile packet that lists the qualifications and characteristics required of Pima's next chancellor. That packet will be posted on the firm's website and the college's website, and the application process will start in September. After the search has been narrowed down to 3 to 5 candidates, Rocklin says Pima students, faculty, and staff will meet with the candidates for public interviews. She says the goal is to hire a new chancellor by March. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.